This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Brewski. My name's Crystal. I'm from Minnesota. And I've had a couple experiences in my life, like a lot of people on here. I consider myself a spiritual intuitive. It's kind of a long story, but I won't go into that. I'll just dive right into one of my recent ghost stories that I've had. So I moved into this house with a roommate of mine, and I started having some experiences as she was staying away at her boyfriend's and I was home alone for a couple weeks. Anyway, so I would come home from work and I would just hear this relentless knocking, and I actually lost sleep over a whole week because I heard this knocking right above my head. And my bedroom is downstairs, so it sounds like somebody's upstairs knocking right above my head. Anyway, so I'm like, well, this is kind of freaky because, you know, it doesn't sound like pipes or anything like that, or the house settling, because it's consistent three knocks just like that. It was always three. And I was like, well, that's great. I've seen The Conjuring. That's really settling. but anyway, so I just kind of try to shake it off and whatever. And I was home alone another night, and I was like, oh, I'm finally not hearing the knocking. Thank God. Started like getting ready to go to bed, and then suddenly I hear three knocks, really loud, very distinct human knocks on my bedroom door, which is downstairs. Freaked the living daylights out of me. I can't go upstairs and out the door to get the hell out of here because I'm in the basement and that's the only way out. And I did not want to open the door. I was freaked out. I was messaging my friend. Like, I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, what if someone's in the house? And I'm like, I don't think anyone's in here. But anyways, I did open the door immediately. I just didn't go upstairs, but yes, I opened the door immediately because sometimes my roommate, when she's home, she'll knock on the door because she wants to come down and do some laundry. So I said, hey, Jenna, is that you? And opened the door right away. Nobody's there. I looked up the stairwell. I didn't go upstairs because I was freaked out. Nobody was there. So I was like, okay, if somebody was in the house, there's no way they could have gotten up that. It's a pretty long flight of stairs. So nobody could have gotten up that flight of stairs that quickly. And so I was like, oh, great. It's like the three knocks. It's the same knocks as what's been going on above me. So this ghost clearly is like, oh, you're not going to listen to my knocks. Well, I'm going to knock on your bedroom door then. And I was like, oh my God, I was so scared. Like, that's when I started messaging my friends. I kind of got my story messed up there. I started messaging my friends and, asked them what to do, and they were like, oh, that's freaky. Make sure nobody's in your house, kind of a thing. And it took me about an hour to work up the courage to go upstairs, but I finally did. Nobody was there. All the doors were locked. There was no sign of intrusion. There's no window in the basement that somebody could have gotten into. They would have had to come through my room and out the door. I guess that doesn't really make any sense. So anyways, and even before all the knocking started, I felt like somebody was constantly watching me, which I know is kind of a cliche, but I've had an experience where I was correct. So, you know, I don't know. So basically, I was like, well, how is there a ghost here? This is a house that was built in 1990. Nothing bad's happened in it. So I looked into it a little bit, and apparently the foundation of this house was built in 1888. Kind of funny, it's literally 100 years before I was born. And so I was like, well, could have been a ghost from that time. And for some reason, I felt like it was a female presence, and it was like a younger female. So what I did was I actually bought some Palo Santo wood, which is like sage on crack. It's basically, it cleanses your house, and it smells really good too, so that's kind of a bonus. But I'm like, I felt really weird, but I was like, I'm going to have a conversation with this ghost. I don't want this knocking anymore, because at this point, I was staying in the upstairs bedroom that locks, because my bedroom doesn't lock, because I was so terrified, and I was dreading going home every day, and I'm like, I don't want to live like this. So I used Palo Santo wood on the house, and I walked around and I said, you know what? I know you're here. I hear you're knocking. You don't have to continue knocking. If you want to stay here, that's totally fine. Just please don't scare me and don't scare my roommate, and please don't knock anymore. And then nothing happened for a while, and I was like, oh, cool. They were respectful. And then there was only one more experience that I've had since then, and I was sitting upstairs, and I heard the three knocks on the front door. It's like wherever I'm at, this ghost is gonna knock, like at the closest spot to where I'm at. And so I hear the three knocks on the front door, and this time the dogs were home. So one of the dogs went up to the window and looked outside. So I'm like, okay, it's not just in my head. And I looked outside right away, and there was nobody there. And a couple minutes later, I look, and there's actually a window on the front door, and I can see the top of a forehead through the window. And this is late at night. Like, there wouldn't be any kids out. There wouldn't be anybody at the door this late. But all I could see was the forehead, because, you know, this figure wasn't tall enough for me to see the whole head. It looked like a kid. So I could see the forehead and the hair. And it was really creepy because it, like, was facing the door, and then it turned, and then it disappeared. And immediately I went up to the door and opened it to make sure that maybe, you know, the neighbors have kids. Maybe it was a neighbor. And sure enough, there was nobody there. So that's the last knocking that I've heard. Luckily, I haven't heard it anymore since then. But that was really creepy to actually see something. And I can't tell you how terrifying it is to have three knocks on your bedroom door, let alone not be able to go outside and escape the house, because that's the door that goes upstairs to the outside. I definitely think that it's a lot scarier to experience than to just hear about it. But so that's my experience. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm not an EPP because I'm broke, but eventually plan to be, so hopefully you put this on the air. So that's my ghost that I decided to name Misty. But anyways, you guys have yourself a great October, and thank you so much for doing the show. It entertains me at work. Thanks, bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.